Welcome back to Public Address Radio. Now, in some parts of the world, notably Britain, internet advertising is growing faster than that in any other medium. In New Zealand, not so much. Among the parties trying to change that is the Interactive Advertising Bureau, which now produces regular reports on online ad spends. The latest report shows growth, but we're not there yet. I talked to IAB CEO Mark Evans about how we do get there. Mark, we should start with what the IAB is and what it does.
Sure. Well, we're a not-for-profit industry organisation, so our role really is to grow interactive advertising's share of the total advertising pie, and if the total advertising pie increases as a result, that's good too, but that's really what we're about.
But because compared to some other markets, say notably Britain, the interactive advertising, which is mainly, but basically means internet advertising.
Yes,
that its share of the market has not grown as strongly as it has.
Well, no, it's not kept pace with the UK or in fact the US or even Australia across the ditch. So here we're about, as of the ASA figures at the end of 2007, about 5.8% of total ad spend. The UK, as the extreme example at the other end, is about 15.3 or 15.4%, and heading up even more from there. So they're actually predicting that in the UK, interactive or online advertising will overtake TV next year, 2009. So it's likely it may become the single largest channel for advertising in the UK.
Because, yeah, I saw a fascinating graph which basically showed internet advertising picking off all the different sectors,
yeah,
national newspapers, radio.
I've actually got a copy of it here, and it is dramatic if you look at it. You know, there's this kind of sort of steady increase, decrease in all the other channels, and interactive is just like a hockey stick over the top. It's incredible.
Yeah. So what's happened there that hasn't happened here?
I think it's broadband, largely. So, in fact, we did. I went to a presentation by a guy from Starcom, Craig, who showed a map of, you know, the unbundling and the effect of unbundling in the UK, and over the top overlaid what was actually happening with interactive spending. And, you know, there was a clear correlation between availability of fast, cheap, good quality broadband and advertising spending. And that, you know, when you think about it, that actually makes sense, because with the advent of faster, cheaper, more available broadband, people are spending more time online, and then advertisers are having to chase them to you know, get their attention.
So, yeah, because people have limited time, don't they?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If they're spending more time online, they're spending less time watching TV.
On other media, yeah. So that's absolutely true. I mean, actually, you know, people talk about media consumption as being a 26 or 28 hour day, because people have got their mobiles and they've got, you know, their laptop on, and they've also got the TV in the background or the radio playing. So they're actually consuming more than 24 hours of media a day, which is why we're all suffering from stress, I suspect.
Yeah, how many people are doing that? Because I know I do it all the time. I'm listening to the radio while I'm on the internet. Is that an increasing trend that people are consuming multiple media?
I think it's pretty common. But what's interesting about that is they're increasingly actually consuming multiple media across the internet as well. So they might be working, browsing websites or whatever they're doing online, but they've also got an internet radio station streaming in the background, or, you know, or they pop up a YouTube clip and watch that. So that's another indication of the kind of change that's happening, is that the internet is not only a medium, but it's also a platform for the delivery of other mediums, which I know you've sort of talked about regularly. And we're seeing that convergence happening, and that's, you know, sort of changing people's consumption habits.
It still seems to me it's hard to get people to consume some forms of internet media that should be a no-brainer. Podcast, it's quite hard to get an audience for a podcast.
Yeah, that surprises me too, actually, because it is such a convenient thing to do. But I suspect, you know, maybe it's because people just can't quite get to that step of downloading it to their MP3 player. They try and consume it, you know, on their laptop, and this sounds tinny, and they're not really concentrating, and other things are popping up in front of them. So, you know, it is, once you do it, you find there's an amazing array of content out there, and, you know, high quality content. I mean, if you go to BBC, for instance, there's fantastic podcast stuff on there. But A, people don't know it's there. B, it's kind of a little hard to digest it still, I think. Yeah.
In the way the market has been quite slow here, do you think there's also an issue of advertisers and agencies being a little slow off the mark or reluctant?
Yeah, I think that's very true. I mean, one of the things that we really suffer from here is we are a small market. So investing in the infrastructure and in fact, really more the knowledge about how to do online advertising takes quite a bit of money, and so therefore there's got to be enough payback. And I mean, if you remember back to our days at IDG, there never was enough payback. So people were sort of putting the time and effort in and not getting the money back. That's changing. So, you know, as we see ad spend hitting sort of close to 6% here of total ad spend, that starts to be reasonably significant.
And you've actually been able to demonstrate that it's changing because you're now indeed at the stage where you can do a year-on-year comparison, and it's a pretty big increase, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, we expected a big increase anyway, and there are reasons why that was particularly big, because if you look back at Q1 last year, we had extra MSM was kind of in the process of unbundling, but hadn't really split up, so we didn't yet have Yahoo Extra. We didn't have MSN as a separate entity, and both of them had sort of tailed off ready for the change. But we're also seeing significant market growth in that increase of 68% quarter-on-quarter.
And your report split out three different kinds of internet advertising. Yeah. There's the search engine type stuff, there's classified, and there's the display advertising, which is the banners we see.
Correct.
What are the trends there?
We sort of differ slightly from other markets. So we're particularly strong in New Zealand in the classified space.
Is that TradeMe?
TradeMe is obviously a big part of it, but it's others like Seek and realestate.co.nz and others as well. And actually that trend is not just online, it's actually mirrored in newspapers as well. And in fact, we've had sort of newspaper commentators come down from the US and say, what the hell's going on in this market? You know, how did you guys manage to retain your classified revenues?
Because that's been the fear, hasn't it? As you get sites like eBay in the US,
or Craigslist,
classified advertising in newspapers is becoming irrelevant.
Correct.
And yeah, that hasn't happened so much here.
No, and maybe we're just a nation of people who are addicted to buying secondhand gear, I don't know. But you know, we have, for whatever reason, and TradeMe obviously is part of that, been particularly strong in that area.
Do you think there's also a level of internet advertisers, because we've certainly found this with Public Address, of people who should be there but can't quite make the step? You know, your retail level advertisers, agencies seem to be getting it.
But yeah, they're starting to. So the agencies, again, it's about investment and the payback, and now agencies are sort of starting to see there's some serious money there. They're starting to put the investment in getting people who know about it, or training people up to know about interactive advertising. So we're sort of starting to see that. But you're right, there are certain categories of advertiser who just really aren't online at all. You know, a lot of FMCG companies are doing very little, retail's doing very little. And, you know, perhaps one of the reasons for that is we aren't very strong in New Zealand on e-commerce. So there are big national players with big retail infrastructures who just simply have no online presence. And, you know, again, I guess that's a factor of the small market. It takes quite a bit of investment.
What's the shape of that market? Because if you look at different media sectors, that they look quite different. TV and radio are both dominated by a couple of very big corporate companies, mm-hmm. whereas if you look at magazines, it's full of independent publishers.
Sure.
What's the profile of online publishing in New Zealand?
Kind of, I guess, a bit similar. So we have clear, you know, and in some cases global brands, but I mean, TradeMe is the giant in New Zealand, obviously, in terms of traffic. But we have MSN, we have Yahoo. You know, we've got local players like TVNZ. Those big players tend to dominate in terms of the traffic and one suspects, although I don't know for sure, the ad spend as well. And that certainly is something that's mirrored in the US and UK to an even greater extent. I think something like in excess of 80% of online ad spend goes to big players like that.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not like, you know, in those bigger markets, it's not like there's lots of independents getting most of the money then.
No, not at all. So the independents, you know, find it quite difficult, and marketers find it quite difficult because there's such an array of sites, and so actually booking a campaign across lots and lots and lots of sites is actually hard. Particularly when your budget's not great, you know, it's a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit over here, and so
yeah, because the budgets are so much smaller, aren't they?
Yes,
yeah, compared to TV, you can plan a TV campaign and spend millions of dollars, go to lunch if you like.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what they usually do. Yeah. So we're finding that, you know, gradually advertising agencies are prompting their clients, and some clients actually are demanding that, you know, there is a good budget for online. And in fact, I heard a story last week of the first one I'm aware of where there was a commissioned video shoot specifically for an online campaign. First time I've heard of it. So what we're seeing is international companies are doing quite a lot online in the UK, US and other markets. And so the head marketing people are saying, look, you know, we're spending 15-20% of our budget online. Here's 15-20% of your budget. What are you going to do with it online? And so locally people are starting to say, well, hell, we better spend it, otherwise we won't get it. So they're looking around at what they can do. And that means that they have sufficient money then to be able to put some time and effort into the thinking about the strategy for their interactive advertising and for starting to produce better creative. And I think it's fair to say we've lagged behind the rest of the world in some areas in terms of the creative. You know, we've stuck to the sort of banners and buttons and boom boxes and skyscrapers and so forth. And I think there's a lot more that creatives can do online, but you know, it's a matter of switching their attention to the interactive medium and saying, you know, this is an incredibly exciting medium to work in, forget the Lions.
We could have a whole other conversation about the quality of internet advertising creative, but we've run out of time.
Right.
But I'm encouraged that the results you're coming up with, and maybe we'll get you back later in the year for an update.
That'd be great.
Mark Evans of the Interactive Advertising Bureau there at iab.org.nz. After the break, the meaning of Matariki and words and songs from Anna Connington.